What say we have a little visit now with Metropolis's favorite couple, Lois and Clark Kent. As we look in on them, they're getting ready to have dinner with invited guests, a couple visiting from the city of Gotham.
Are you dressed yet, Clark? I laid out your cleanest onesie and ironed your cape. Bruce Wayne will be here any minute with his latest floozy in tow.
Please, Lois, don't start needling Bruce about his personal affairs again. You know he hates that.
I don't know why he can't find a nice girl and marry her and have a super idyllic marriage like we do.
Yeah, right.
What's that supposed to mean? Yeah, right.
Nothing. I'm agreeing with you, Lois. Lois, you're so tense, never happy. Even when I'm being positive and agreeing with everything you say, you're taking digs at me. Maybe it's time to start up joint therapy again.
Sure, and this time you'll agree to reveal your real identity, right?
You know I can't do that, Lois. My contract with DC Comics prohibits me from exposing my bipolar nature to the public or therapists. Hey, maybe we should take a break from trying to ever have a super baby, and you could go back to your job at Daily Planet.
Daily Planet, that rag. You know I never liked working for that creepy old editor who runs that show. Always had his hands all over me. No, if I wanted to go anywhere, I would apply to the Portland Mercury. Now there's a newspaper. And that's all the product placement I have agreed to do. And I'm not going there either.
Come on, let's try to get along. Just for tonight. There they are. Now remember, best behavior.
Of course. Anything you say, old Man of Steel.
Bruce, come on in. Welcome. And who is this?
I'm Melanie. Freshman Melt. Pleased to meet you, I'm sure.
Yes, this is my fiance, Melanie. Melanie, this is Lois Lane.
And I'm Clark Kent.
Yeah, Brucey told me on the way over that you're really Superman.
God damn it, Bruce. We agreed we would not reveal our superhero identities. And now you go and...
Easy, Clark. She knows I'm Batman, too. I figured conversation at the dinner table might be pretty strained if we kept trying to pretend we don't have dual personalities.
Oh, don't worry, fellas. I won't tell a soul.
Bruce, you're finally getting married. I'm so glad. For a while there, I thought maybe you were determined to screw every single girl in Gotham and fuck half of the married ones. Dinner's ready. Shall we sit?
Oh, Lois, this looks wonderful. You certainly outdid yourself on this feast.
Yes. One might even say it looks super.
Ah, still the Joker, Bruce.
Oh, no. I locked that guy up in the pokey long time ago. Turned out he was really Joaquin Phoenix feeling sorry for himself. This pot roast is fantastic, Lois.
Thanks, Bruce. So, Melanie, what kind of work do you do?
Oh, I really don't know. I just got hired on with Wonder Woman magazine, and for the next edition, my job hasn't been established, much less explained. I suspect I may start out as a display, maybe standing around and flashing my large jabongas and staring at my fingernails.
She's a keeper, Bruce.
Don't I know it, Clark. Say, Clark, as you may or may not know, I'm marketing my crime-fighting equipment belt on one of those late-night half-hour TV infomercials. It comes complete with all those neat tools I use in fighting crime. I'll bet you'd like to own one, too, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. I might. How much does one cost?
Well, with the superhero discount, for you would be only 5 payments of $39.95. How about it?
I don't know. Money's a little tight this month, and I'm not sure I can justify that expense. Just got my tax bill from the state of New Jersey. Ouch! And it's like, you know, I've been getting by pretty well without one of those belt gizmos all these years.
Well, think it over, Clark. They're genuine cowhide. They're likely to sell out pretty quickly at that price, and Wayne Enterprises produces only 8 of them a month. I get all my employees at Arkham Asylum, you know, and I keep them so drugged up and taciturn, they don't move very fast. But they don't know they're not getting paid either.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll decide soon, I promise. In a flash!
Speaking of flashes, Bruce, have you heard anything lately from Green Lantern? We haven't seen or heard hide nor hair of him in months and months.
Yeah, the same with the Spirit. We lost touch with him years ago.
Tell me about it. I don't know where these guys go. Plastic Man's another one. I haven't seen him since the Korean War.
Sure is a mystery.
Who's Plastic Man?
He cut quite a comic figure in his day. He had the ability to stretch himself to almost infinite lengths. Arms, legs, trunk, neck, everything. He had the ability to grope a girl from two blocks away.
He's the only person Donald Trump ever envied.
Wow! Sounds like a walking sexual harassment suit waiting to happen!
Well, since he was able to stretch every part of his body, I heard that he was quite popular with the ladies, if you know what I mean.
You should know, Lois, given that my X-ray vision once caught you with him in the back of a 1957 Volkswagen Beetle giving him a blowjob.
Well, if we're going to be washing dirty linen, maybe we should bring up the night you were doing lines of coke off the back of Lana Lang's bare ass.
Touché! Back in the day, there was also the Green Hornet. I always got him confused with Green Lantern, though.
Yes, me too.
How about some more mashed potatoes, Bruce?
Oh, no thanks, Lois. I couldn't eat another bite. And I've got to watch my svelte figure. As Clark knows, superheroes can't run the risk of getting fat. We would lose our publishing contracts in a nanosecond.
Nanosecond? Wasn't that the name of another superhero? Man, this vocation is really getting crowded.
Tell me about it. Those guys at Marvel keep coming up with new characters. They say they've got to do that to keep the comic business thriving. Yeah, as if I'm going to believe those lying sacks of shit. Say, how's your movie contract going?
Movie contract? I haven't done a movie since that clunker I did with you, the one where we pretended we were enemies.
Oh, yeah. That one stunk so bad, I can't even remember the title.
Can't or won't.
Little of each, I guess. But if you think that was bad, listen to this. Disney wants me to do a live-action feature, Batman Saves Disney World, pairing me with Mickey Mouse in the role of Robin. Goofy Dog would play the surprise villain. I'm the lovable doofus who accidentally saves the day.
No, you didn't take their offer, did you?
Afraid I did. We're not getting any younger, Clark, and I need the money now that I'm going to be a father and all.
A father? Why, you old masked marauder. You've got this little filly knocked up?
Afraid so. If it's a boy, we're going to name it Robin.
And if it's a girl?
Robin!
Clark and Bruce badmouth other heroes, one-up each other, trade yo mama jokes, get drunk, play Monopoly, get into a fist fight, and make up before Bruce and Melanie head home, promising they will invite Clark and Lois over to dinner at Wayne Manor soon. M. Watson Dodge wrote this piece of trash, and the players were...
Rolf!
Larry!
Miss Anonymous?
Michael Keaton, or maybe Ben Affleck.